Election College, Episode 83, Presidents and the Currency.
Let's throw a political party. Face it, the political scene sucks, but did it always? It's time for Election College, and class is in session. Now, your hosts, Jason Goff and Ben Smith.
So, like, all those people on the dollar bill, those are all presidents, right?
No.
Oh. Well, they're at least all, like, you know, senators and congressmen and, you know, that kind of thing, too.
Not really, Ben.
Oh. Well, Benjamin Franklin, he's obviously our most famous president.
Yeah.
He shocked himself with the key on the kite and also started World War I. That's what we know about Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, you know what you sound like, Ben? You sound like one of those dudes who doesn't listen to Election College.
Do you know how many people I've heard say, and say it legitimately thinking it, about Benjamin Franklin being a president? That's totally, I mean, it's kind of off base here, but it's just scary to me.
That's crazy. Hey, but you know what? I know something about Benjamin Franklin that has to do with this whole podcast thing we're doing today.
What's that?
Like in 1739, he's printing stuff in Philadelphia. And he's making colonial notes, which are the currency at the time. They're really nice looking. They have nature prints. And it's kind of cool. These nature prints are not pictures of nature. I was kidding. No, you're supposed to laugh. So, there's actually raised patterns that were cast from actual leaves. And this printing process actually helped prevent counterfeiting of currency. That was way back in 1739. Go Ben Franklin.
He's a pretty smart guy. Yeah. Talk about ingenuity. I mean, he basically took actual leaves and used the raised patterns in the press to embed them into the currency, which is... Yeah, that's pretty smart, actually,
I think. He was like 3 years old in 1739.
Because he's still alive right now, we all know.
I saw him one time in Philadelphia. That's where he lives.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. So 1739 wasn't the first time paper currency was made in what is now the United States. Massachusetts Bay Colony actually printed paper notes to fund military expeditions. So this paper money stuff, it's been around for a little while.
Yeah, and I mean, we go through a lot of different iterations of what paper currency looks like and what it is and what it's called. We've got the Continental Congress paper currency that they issued for the Revolutionary War. We've got the Continentals that are the $2 notes, and they're pretty much a bill of credit. The Congress kind of gets out of hand and starts printing off money that isn't backed. That sounds familiar, right? And then, you know, it loses value. but then we get up to the greenback days.
Yeah, so it takes quite a jump. So really, between the 1770s and the early 1860s, you got all kinds of crazy things going on with currency. You've got states, they're printing money. You've got banks. They're doing their thing. And in 1861, Congress is like, hey, Treasury, put some demand notes out there. That's how they said it. Put some demand notes out there. And that's where you got the term greenbacks, because their back was green.
Right. And just a little aside here real quick. A couple of reasons we decided to do this episode was, one, because we're going to talk about some presidents during it, which is totally relevant. And two, many of the elections that happened, a few of the elections that happened back in the early days were over matters of the bank and the treasury. and gold and silver standards for currency. And like currency totally ties in to elections and presidents. And even if it didn't, we thought it was interesting and topical. So there you go. And that brings me to saying that those first $10 notes, the demand notes, actually have Abe Lincoln on them.
Yeah. So Abe Lincoln, nice guy, right?
Pretty, as far as I know.
He's on there and Congress is doing their thing. They're like, print the money, Treasury, print it, keep on going. And in 1862, Congress authorizes this class of currency, and it's called the United States notes, or legal tender notes. And they had the red seal and the red serial numbers. And sometimes, now they stopped circulating these in 1971, but I've actually come across a few of those in my life. Have you been?
I have not, but I have seen them. I've seen pictures of them.
Yeah, I freaked out when I got one.
I'm a little jealous.
And you know what I did with them?
What'd you do?
I called the coin shop and said, are these worth anything? And they said, they're worth a dollar. Stupid me.
Yeah. When I was about 10 years old, I had a 50-cent piece that I thought was the most valuable thing in the world. And I think about 10 years ago, I actually looked up the value, and it was worth about 50 cents. So I feel your pain.
Nice. Hey, yeah. Speaking of which, you know, the coins, they're printed by the mint, right?
Yep.
And paper currency is printed by the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, and they're part of the Treasury.
Okay.
So it's kind of different. And the weird thing is the coins are not produced in Washington. They're actually produced in Philadelphia and Denver. And then there's also a mint in San Francisco. And then the Bureau of Engraving and Printing for years has been in Washington, D.C. And then recently they opened up, and I say recently, like in the last 20, 30 years, they opened up a branch in Texas. So while we're talking money and the like, there you go.
Mm-hmm. So we jump all the way up to 1913, and the Federal Reserve Act of, you guessed it, 1913, comes up with the whole Federal Reserve thing. And they're basically the central bank for the country, and they establish the banking system, and they start coming out with these Federal Reserve notes. And so they start printing them, and hey, there's Andrew Jackson on the face of them.
Yeah, so pardon me, there's a few people who don't like when we do this, but hey, Andy Jack!
Andy Jack is our good old buddy pal.
Yeah, so Andy Jack is on that $10 reserve note, and Federal Reserve, man, they're just printing like crazy. And by the time 1928, 1929 roll around, they start standardizing the sizes and the designs for each denomination of currency. So way back in the teens and the early 20s, you had all kinds of crazy denominations and sizes of money being printed. You had a 500, 1,000, 5,000, and a $10,000 bill.
So around that time, everything kind of took the shape we know it as today, or at least, you know, very similar to what we know it as today, being the size and kind of the way it looks and everything. And then in 1957, all the notes that were made during those years and following have "In God We Trust" printed on them. And that was a 1955 law, which has caused a lot of consternation and distress. And obviously, you know, people on both sides of the aisle. But that is when the phrase "In God We Trust" was put on currency, not from its inception.
Yeah, and by the time 1969 rolls around, people are like, you know what's really inconvenient? This dang $10,000 bill that's been sitting in my wallet. Nobody will break it for me.
Yeah, I feel your pain. I mean, I really know how that is.
Yeah, so the Fed is like, let's just not continue the practice of using this currency. So they took those bills out of circulation. They actually hadn't been printed since 1945, but as you can imagine, people probably took pretty good care of those bills.
I would imagine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in 1976, it's TJ's 233rd birthday, and the Fed says, hey, $2 bill, come back. And they slap the signing of the Declaration of Independence on the back, and you got the $2 bill, which, have you come across very many $2 bills, Ben?
Yeah, I was going to say, and then you come across the $2 bill, which thousands of five-year-olds have stashed away for eternity and never brought them back out of the light.
I still have one from Grandpa Smith, actually.
I do too. Yep, I do too.
Oh, our $2 bill should have a reunion someday.
Oh, I'd have to find mine.
You need to look for that, Ben.
I know. Hey, so 1990, they start really cracking down on the whole counterfeiting thing, even more than good old Benjamin Franklin did. They put some security threads and do some microprinting stuff, and they first start appearing in the $100 bills, or notes, I guess, is the technical term for them. And pretty much a couple years later, everything that isn't a $1 or $2 bill has them on them, because it's important to not have your money ripped off.
That's a very good point. And you know, the dollar bill, it's like an act of Congress. We can't change it.
I didn't know that.
That's what it is.
Huh.
Dollar bill. Don't change it.
Crazy.
So if you're going to counterfeit money, I don't endorse that.
I don't think I would give advice to counterfeiters on this podcast, Jason.
Well, here's an idea. You take that $10,000 bill and there's a washing process you can take it through.
Uh-huh.
And then you can stamp the dollar stuff on it.
There you go.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
So anyway, in 1996, the new $100 bills are out there. The $50 bill is redesigned. It goes out in 97. Andy Jack gets a revamp in 1998. And then the $10 and $5 notes are revived in 2000.
Hey, Jason, you want to hear something really crazy about the $20 bill and Andy Jack?
I'm ready.
He didn't really want to be on it. Well, not only did he not want to be on it, he didn't want it to exist in the first place.
What?
He gave a farewell address to the nation at the end of his terms, and said, "Hey, paper money is bad. The Federal Reserve is bad."
Yeah. It was actually Andy Jack that was like, "Hey, Second Bank of the United States, I will not renew your charter."
Ooh.
That's
harsh.
Andy Jack. He's on the $20 bill.
Well, maybe we should get into this now. He is on the $20 bill on the front until 2020, when he will be on the back of the bill. And be replaced on the front by
Harriet Tubman. Yeah. So, Ben, I didn't realize that this was going to be so controversial, but
yeah, I didn't either.
I left a post on our Facebook page the other day, and I was thinking, you know, farewell, Andy Jack. We'll see you later. And there's people who don't like that. And I didn't realize, not to be political or anything, I didn't realize that there was such an issue of taking Andy Jack off of the money, because originally they were talking about revamping the $10 bill and putting a woman on the $10 note, replacing Alexander Hamilton, you know, the Wizard of Oz.
Right, the Wizard of Oz.
He was never president either.
Nope.
And what I mean by either is, like, we're talking about Ben Franklin.
Right, yeah. I knew what you meant.
Not Andy Jack. He was.
By the way, I'm just going to throw this in here real quick. Somebody recently told us on Twitter that we should do a review of the Hamilton play, the musical, which is written and starred in by Lin-Manuel Miranda. And it's sold out for like all of eternity. But just on the off chance somebody can get us tickets, we'd love to do a review of it. Anyway. Continue.
Yeah. So, and hey, we'd love to go to New York.
That's true.
So anyway, yeah, Andy Jack, he didn't want to be on the money anyway. Really didn't stand much for it. So the Treasury was like, he wants to leave. Well,
yeah.
Let's let him go.
And I mean, it kind of makes sense, right? I mean, there's no real rhyme or reason to or qualifications per se that are written in stone on who has to be on the currency. So it's pretty much just people who have had a significant impact on American culture. And why not put a black woman who had a huge impact on America on the bill? I mean, I don't have a problem. I don't care. It's going to spend the same. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, other countries are always revising who they put on the banknotes. You
right.
know, I know the United Kingdom, they'll replace people at the drop of the hat. And I guess, Ben, are we taking a stand on this one?
Well, I think my stand is I don't care. So, no, but yes.
I guess I view it as you're honoring people.
Exactly.
Who have had an impact on our nation. And the candidates for the woman to be on the currency were Harriet Tubman, Eleanor Roosevelt, Rosa Parks, Wilma Mankiller, who was the first chief of the Cherokee Nation. It's not like she was really killing men. But they, you know, they had these women who were very influential in American history.
Yeah, and for all of you who are concerned that Andrew Jackson's legacy might be disappearing, that's not the case. He's still going to be on the back, which are there, I don't think there are any other notes with an individual on the back. I think they're all images of things or animals.
Yeah, there's that creepy eye
right.
on the dollar bill.
Well, we can't talk about that.
No, because the Illuminati will come.
No, don't. You can't even say it. Don't even say it.
I said it again. Okay, yeah. Nicolas Cage. Now I lost my train of thought, Ben. So have you ever noticed on the back of the $10 bill in front of, is it the Treasury building that's on the back of the $10 bill? I think it is. Anyway, there's a car.
I'm going to say yes.
There's a car on the back of that money, on the back of that. There's a car on the back of that bill.
Yeah. Now we have a guy, or we will have a guy, Andrew Jackson, who doesn't even want to be on money, but we're keeping him on there anyway. So, hey, Harriet Tubman on the front, Andrew Jackson on the back, and a bunch of other old white guys on all the other bills.
So, yeah. Ben, do you carry around much money anymore?
I don't carry much cash. I mostly use a card. A lot of people say, oh, don't use cards. You'll spend more money. But I find that when I have cash on me, I spend it faster, probably because of my age and relevance in life, but whatever.
Yeah. And, you know, I do kind of feel bad every now and then for not carrying around money because I'll invariably forget that some places only take cash. And, you know, I'm all about supporting small business and everything, and you don't have all the credit card fees, but practically speaking, I don't really use cash all that often.
Yeah. And all you small business owners out there, I'm also a small business owner, and the fees aren't as bad as you think if you're holding out. So you can talk to me if you want, but you should look into it. It's worth
it. Yeah, I agree. So that's currency.
That went really off the rails there at the end, didn't it?
A little, but you know.
It works. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We really would love if you would support us in a couple different ways. One of those ways is by telling your friends about the show. If they want to hear all about all the elections that ever happened for the presidency in the United States, they don't even have to stop and wait. They can just listen to all the episodes so far.
And don't forget there are other people that you have never heard of who are kind of like you. And the way we get this podcast in front of more people is for you to leave a rating and review in iTunes. So take the 30 seconds, hop over, give us a star rating, and we'd love to hear your remarks about election college.
Lastly, if you have the opportunity to shop on Amazon.com and you would like to support Election College while you're doing so, you won't even have to spend an extra dime. I should have said something about a paper currency, but I wanted to get the point across. Yeah. You won't have to spend any extra money, and you'll shop on the same Amazon you know and love. If you just go to electioncollege.com/Amazon, you'll help us out. We'll get a little kickback, and we should talk about kickbacks in politics someday, Jason. And we'll really appreciate it.
Yeah. So a kickback here is not like a kickback there.
Great.
Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.